Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, I do need to add this as well. I just saw a tweet from Jeff Goodman of Watch Stadium as far as the Michigan basketball coaching search is concerned.
Oh, what'd you see?
He said that three names, they're narrowing in on three names for the job.
Yeah.
Juwan Howard, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Cooley, who they're apparently going to talk to tomorrow. And Luke Yaklich, assistant, potentially in the running to become the head coach.
Now, Ed Cooley is not from Cooley. Cooley High. He's not. Now,
that'd be pretty cool if he was, though.
See, I can't tell because it's been all, well, not all of them. It's not like many people are talking.
Uh-huh.
But I still think LaVall, Jordan, and or Shaka Smart should be in that. I do. And
Shaka Smart has a $12 million buyout.
Well,
you realize that, right? There's no way.
No. Well, but there are suggestions that Texas would negotiate it because they want to go get Chris Beard.
I don't know.
And they would be willing to facilitate Shaka Smart leaving.
Either way, that wouldn't be an exciting hire. I don't think anyone they bring in is going to be overly exciting. No, I'm just, that's my point.
Right.
I don't know, man. It's a pretty significant step down.
They don't really have that many options. And, you know, I know some people think like, well, because everyone's talking about Juwan Howard, then he must be leading. Everybody is talking about him. By everybody, I mean all the Fab Fivers, but I don't know. I mean,
he would be the most intriguing. I think
he'd be the riskiest,
but that's why he'd be the most intriguing.
I suppose by definition, that is most intriguing. But he would definitely be the riskiest.
Yeah. Anyway,
you'd be turning over a program that has been a perennial contender for about 10 years now to a guy that has not only never been a head coach, but never has been on a college basketball staff.
Yeah.
And that's nothing against Juwan Howard. He might end up being a brilliant coach at some point, but woo, is that risky?
I would assume the hope is bring in Juwan Howard, keep Luke Yaklich, and give him a big raise to be the lead assistant.
Would,
yeah, I mean,
you would have to do
theoretically, yeah, with all the player relationships and retaining recruits and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's Bogey and Wojo show. Happy Monday. Woj, how was the weekend?
Woo, the weekend was just fine. Hey, it rained a lot. That's weird. You never see that at all.
Well, I thought we were going to have a breakthrough.
Oh,
and
please.
Then it just goes right back to being, what, like 49 degrees or whatever it is. Tonight it's going to get down to like 43 or something like that.
Yesterday was terrible.
Yeah.
Which I didn't mind because I didn't really have to leave the house until I went to do the Little Fox 2.
You were just a
Sunday
hermit.
Night. Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind. You don't mind rainy weather if you're in the house, right?
That's true. Yeah.
It's perfectly fine.
Absolutely.
But it's been pretty icky. That's too bad that Tiger game got washed out in the seventh inning. They were just about to make a big rally and come back and beat the A's.
Yeah, I think the A's were about to choke that one away if that weather didn't come in and save the day for the Tigers.
I see what you did there.
A transition of all transitions right there. Now, in talking leading up to the show, there were a few different significant sporting events going on over the weekend, right? You had the PGA Championship in which Brooks Koepka was in control seemingly throughout the entire thing until, the back nine yesterday, four consecutive bogeys, winds whipping around everywhere. Lead gets cut to just one. And the fans at Bethpage Black were going nuts, rooting against Brooks Koepka. Now, he's not the most liked guy, I wouldn't say, on the tour.
Though? I mean,
I don't know. He gives off this, I don't know, arrogance a little bit, this confidence, but I kind of like it. He's just like, yeah, I mean, I know I'm really good. I don't really care what anyone else has to say. And he uses critics as motivation. I kind of dig that, but it was pretty evident people were hoping for the choke job yesterday, right? In the final round of the PGA?
People love when it started getting close just to see Koepka leave the little duty trail behind him. He's going up the fairway.
And it became very possible because he got down to 9-under and Dustin Johnson was right behind at 8-under, albeit a couple of holes ahead of him.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been tough. And then Dustin Johnson ended up doing what we thought Koepka was going to do. He ended up choking away his opportunity by bogeying two consecutive holes. But you did mention this before the show, and you think that this is almost like a little bit of a theme in sports right now, where maybe you don't have a dog in the fight, right? And I think people are just hoping for something interesting or crazy or wild to happen. And you certainly see it in these NBA playoffs. You see it right now, I think, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Are fans almost rooting for and invested in the choke job? Do you want to see somebody or some team choke it away? 248-539-9797. But why?
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because I know we have this fanciful idea, and we've talked about it before. If I don't have a rooting interest, I just want to see greatness. It's so great to see these dynasties and greatness. And I get that once it has unfolded. But when it's hanging in the balance, I root for the choke job every time. I had stopped watching the PGA until I sort of got alerted that, whoa, it's down to 5-4-3. Boom, back on. Last night was watching Milwaukee, Toronto. Toronto's up by what, 11, 12? Seems like every NBA playoff game, someone has a 15-point lead at some point.
We learned also in the last week or so, these are the first NBA games that you're watching.
Oh, I know, right.
You don't understand that when a team gets up big in the first half, it's not over.
No, just the first. It's been the second half, too. And I always root, like, Toronto really started gagging in the third quarter when they turned the ball over, like, 37 straight times, and Marc Gasol whipped the ball over his head like a shot put. That's enjoyable, isn't
it? Siakam missed, both of those free throws to enable the Bucks to tie it and force overtime. Yeah, I mean, there was something intriguing about it. You know, you certainly could have made the case like the Blazers, what was it, game two, when the Warriors ended up, they were down 15 at the half.
Oh, yeah.
And then they came all the way back, and then they were down eight with a few minutes left. And the Blazers choked it away, and
they
the Warriors
did.
Won by three. And it was annoying. We talked about it, I think, on Friday. But you still, it is more intriguing to see a team just totally collapse and see another team snatch away a game that they really had no business winning.
Well, is it because fans, generally speaking, like comebacks? Because obviously somebody's coming back. Or chokes? Because I put out on Twitter when the little PGA was unfolding, I said, help me out here. Not a big golf expert, but... Are we watching a choke, or are we just watching Dustin Johnson chase him down?
Total choke.
And it was like, choke, 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 choke.
And let's be honest, if there was anyone behind him that was playing reasonably well, you know, in that final round, Brooks Koepka was not winning that tournament. He did, honestly, he deserved it because of the way he played for the first three rounds, and he had a 7-shot lead heading to the final round. Sure, but in the final round, for him to play the way that he did and still be able to hang on, he got let off the hook.
Yeah.
And I like him. I thought it was cool to see how dominant he was the first couple of rounds. But it would have been great if Dustin Johnson all of a sudden hit, you know, a couple of birdies and bam, he's 10 under and Brooks is 9 under chasing him in the final couple of holes. That's what we need in sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want domination start to finish.
No. But you do want domination and then them to be scared. Like I love
nerves.
And I give credit to the NBA, and there were a lot of blowouts early in the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
A lot of horrible games. But now, lately, especially because of the three-pointer, boom, comebacks happen fast. And I enjoy that. Hell out of that.
And the fun thing is, too, it's not just the Warriors. Like that seven-game series between the Blazers and the Nuggets. Gosh, the collapse even that you saw in Game 7 between the Knights and the Sharks. Now, the Sharks benefit from a truly terrible, you know, penalty call that enabled the comeback, but that was an epic collapse. You know, to be up 3-0 in the third, one penalty, boom, wiped away, 4-3 Sharks, you force OT, and then you still cough it up in overtime and the Sharks advance. Like, it's been rampant in the Stanley Cup playoffs and in the NBA playoffs.
What do you think it is about the choke in sports that fans like? Because my theory is, it's, you know, you've got these high and mighty, well-paid stars who don't even seem human. They're superheroes and superstars. And then all of a sudden, they're frightened and they look scared and they're turning the ball over. And I think for people, it really brings them down to a human level. Like choking is everybody does it.
Well,
right?
And that's...
If I'm on my third chicken breast, I do run the risk of going Mama Cass on you, okay? And choking on the chicken bone. But I think people relate to it more.
Well, it's hard to break through that, especially when you're in an arena, say on the road, and everyone's against you and rooting against you. Brooks yesterday at the PGA Championship, you want to see somebody with the mental toughness, the intestinal fortitude to fight through that. because that mental toughness.
No, you don't. You can't want replace them to see them completely collapse.
Well, one of the two, either fight through it or completely fall apart. Yes, but it is a, even outside of just performing, it is one of those things that you watch as closely as anything, especially in major tournaments or major, you know, games. It's Bogey and Wojo, 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.